Hiya, it's Wildcards, and John Gibbons is holding in a sneeze. So I hope that you're feeling as tense as we all are, that at any point this could go dangerous.
Which round do you think it'll be?
I mean, I'd like to think we'll make it till general football, but you never know. Just maybe if you've got your AirPods in, maybe one in, one out at this point, just to see how it goes, because it could go either way. It's Wildcards, the show where you vote on what we spend our time talking about. And with me today, I've got John Gibbons holding in a sneeze, James Royal, I've got Ian Salmon, I've got Ashley Getty. And as it is Ashley's first Wildcards, I'm going to explain the premise of the show again, just because I mainly enjoy doing it. It's the one thing I've got control over. So people vote on Twitter for what they want us to talk about. We have to talk about that. Democracy is final and it is binding on this show, apart from when it isn't. So everyone has one wild card. You can keep it in your back pocket. You can play it at any point to talk about something else in that kind of category. So if you don't want to talk about, for example, buying midfielder, spoiler alert, we're looking ahead there, you can talk about Darwin Nunes. But after that wild card is gone, you're going to have to talk about whatever else has won out in the public vote.
Okay, no problem.
All clear. Everyone understands the rules.
I did explain it to him today and we got slightly confused that he thought he could go back previous weeks. He was like, oh, I could do meal. He thought he could do meal deals. I was like, lad,
I could have dropped that in really.
You do what you damn well please. Commitment to wild cards really deserves you
that's
get a gold
Adam
pass.
Smith wild card.
That's the shiny wild card.
It's a throwback, isn't it, to previous weeks.
Got a throwback wild card. I love it. Yeah, do what you want. Right, okay, LFC is what we will start with, and your options were buying a midfielder, Thiago Alcantara or Darwin Nunes. And for the first time, Darwin Nunes did not win. For the first time since we signed him, it's buying a midfielder that we're going to be talking about, John. And I'm just going to read you Klopp's quote, if that's all right. I imagine we've all read it and all seen it. He says, we will see. A transfer must make sense now and in the long term. We have 8 midfielders. We still have enough midfielders. It's not that we lack midfielders. It's just some of them are injured. It isn't a good situation. I don't like it at all. We have to see how we react on that. But for sure, not panic. Are you panicking?
I wouldn't say I'm panicking. I'm leaning more and more towards, I think we should do it. I think, I don't know, we all maybe got sort of, I say we all, maybe we just me, got sort of swept up in the numbers a little bit too much and forgot the realities of the situation of who they are. And listen, I think they're all good players and I think the mix is good. And I think we do have a habit, sometimes football fans generally, of sort of underrating what we do have and remembering that you've got to be really, really good to get into this squad.